My name is John Erling, and today's date is April 20th, 2020. Russell, would you state your full name, please?
Russell Benton Myers.
And your date of birth?
October 9, 1938.
And that makes your present age?
81.
I am in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we're obviously recording this by phone. Where are you, Russell?
I am in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Before we move on anymore, we have this coronavirus, COVID-19. How is that affecting you, and what are you thinking about these days as we're facing this?
Well, I just read yesterday that Oregon is in the bottom five of states affected by it, and I'm in a small town in the southern part of the state, away from the majority of the population, so I think we're in what you might call a safe zone. It shut down most of the places that I like to go. And being as elderly as I am, when I do go to the store, I wear one of the masks and try to be as careful as possible. But mostly I'm just annoyed by not having all my conveniences at hand.
Yes. Well, you sound like you're in a safe place, so you can control this.
One of the safer places, I think.
Right. Jimmy Trammell of the Tulsa World had a really nice story on you in Sunday's paper, April 19th of 2020. You may not have seen it yet, but he did a great story and a long story on you. And I know when you see it, you'll be very happy.
I'm sure I will, because Jimmy's a very nice fellow, and I talked to him. Hey, and speaking of comic books, he is a comic book collector. He told me he had between 30 and 40,000 comic books.
Wow.
I told him you're either single or have a very understanding wife.
Yeah.
He has an understanding wife.
Well, he put us together, and I'm happy for that. And then the special cartoon that you drew for the Tulsa World in that article is major banner headline of your story, and it was pretty cute.
Good. I sure hope he sends it to me.
I'm sure he will. Where were you born?
Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Your mother's name?
My mother's name was... well, Maxine Myers.
Tell us about her. Where was she born? Where did she grow up?
She grew up in Norton, Kansas, a little town that was around 3,000 people up in the northwest part of Kansas, close to the Nebraska border. Do you want a little history?
Yes.
She was apparently pretty smart, I guess, and skipped 2 years in high school, and at the age of 17, enrolled in a music college in Lindsborg, Kansas. She wanted to be a classical musician. Well, 2 years later, the Depression hit, 1929. Her father, who was a banker, had no more money, so she had to quit college, came back home, got a job in the office at the local high school where she met my father. She was essentially derailed from her hopes the rest of her life.
What was her personality like?
She was Miss Social. She loved people. She loved to meet people, go out and talk to people. She lived to be 99. My father died first. She was the last person that ever wanted to leave a party. My father was always having to say, come on, Maxine, time to go, time to go. And I always said that she lived so long because my dad wasn't there to tell her it was time to go. She belonged to social clubs and went to the symphony and just a very outgoing person, a gentle soul. She loved to be around people.
Your father's name?
Father's name was Russell Brooks Myers.
What did he do for a living?
He was a school teacher. I always admired him for this. He came from a very, very poor farm family. He was the oldest of six children. For some reason, they were able to scrape up enough money to send him to a little community college nearby, and his dad went with him. They were trying to pick out a profession, what to do, and the advisor said, well, if you only go 2 years, you can be a school teacher. So his father said, he'll be a school teacher. He went for 2 years and became a high school teacher. He was one of those guys that was raised in a one-room schoolhouse, grades 1 through 8, where the older kids taught the younger kids. Anyway, he got out into the world at the time of the Depression. He made $1,000 a year, payable in 9 months, so he had to save enough to get through the summer. And he went 9 years to school, summer school, and got a master's degree so he could teach in college during the Depression. I thought that was pretty gutsy of him.
Yes.
And then he wound up teaching in Pittsburgh, Kansas, at what was then Kansas State Teachers College. then later got a job at Tulsa University in 1946. The family moved to Tulsa, and he taught business courses at TU until he retired.
So his personality must have been fairly outgoing as well.
He was Mr. Even Disposition. He just never seemed very too much on either side of the center line of peaceful disposition. My mother was a great talker, and he was a great listener. That made a good marriage because they were married for 65 years.
Hmm.
She talked at a ratio of about 10 words to one on his part. He was good at listening, and she was good at talking. But I think he was a very even, very solid, dependable guy. A little example, if you told him, hey, a week from Friday, I have a dental appointment at 10. A week from Friday that morning, he'd say, don't forget your dental appointment. He always knew where he was. He always knew what he'd be like. He was just solid as a rock type guy. No imagination whatsoever. That came from my mother's side. But Mr. Dependable. Oh, one final thing about him. He was very careful with money because he had to be. I told him, I said, you don't know where your first dollar you ever earned is, but you know the name and address of its second owner.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I have one sister, Melinda, who is 7 1/2 years younger than I am.